This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. So have you heard? The check is in the mail. Okay, not quite yet, but it looks like Americans could soon be getting a little payback from the federal government. Yesterday, President Bush and congressional leaders announced an economic stimulus package in hopes of giving a much-needed boost to the U.S. economy. At the center of the package is a government rebate up to $600 for individual taxpayers and $1,200 for couples. Even people too poor to pay income taxes would get $300. Here's what the president said about the plan yesterday.
I'm pleased that this agreement meets the criterion that I set forth last week to provide an effective, robust, and temporary set of incentives that will boost our economy and encourage job creation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised the plan as a bipartisan effort and encouraged lawmakers to move as quickly as possible to approve it. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says checks should start going out in May, and most people would have them by July. Economists praised the plan as necessary, but those on the left complained it doesn't expand unemployment benefits enough, and those on the right say it fails to lock in Bush's tax cuts beyond the year 2010. Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda are hoping they can change the world by helping the world's poorest farmers. The Gates Foundation announced today that it's going to give $306 million to spur agricultural development in some of the poorest countries. The grants will give farmers better seeds, healthier soil, and access to new markets for their crops. Bill Gates made the announcement during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He's one of the many big names at Davos talking about big problems and how to solve them. Al Gore was there too, talking global warming, of course. He shared the stage with Bono, who talked about the real costs of global poverty.
If you said that as a result of the Earth heating up, 10 million children were going to die next year, well, you'd read about little else in the newspapers. Well, they are. They're going to die next year from extreme poverty.
The U2 frontman went on to criticize the member countries of the G8 for not holding up their promise to pledge $50 billion a year to fight global poverty. In California, the state Supreme Court there has ruled that employers can fire workers for testing positive for marijuana, even if they have a note from their doctor that says they need the drug for medical reasons. The ruling was 5-2. California was the first state to legalize cannabis for medical use, but implementing the whole thing has been a murky business. State legislators who support medical marijuana use say they will file legislation to clarify patients' rights in the workplace. Also in California, federal agents raided several museums in the southern part of the state yesterday, searching for stolen antiquities from Southeast Asia and American Indian artifacts. Search warrants were handed down at some big-name museums, including the Los Angeles County Museum. The raids were part of a five-year investigation focused on an L.A. gallery owner who allegedly worked with a smuggler to bring in artifacts from Thailand and China, then gave them to the museum as charitable donations and tried to claim the donations as tax write-offs. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.